Now in the fifth quarter show, I'm joined by Paul Alberson, the Marshall girls basketball coach. And coach, you started off district play this week against Kirksville, and you pick up a tight victory. Can you walk us through that game?
Well, we were still in our regular season. We finished up our regular season this week, and then we start districts actually tomorrow.
Okay.
But we went to Kirksville and had a nail biter there. They had beaten us twice before in overtime, both games, and knew it was going to be a battle. And we went there, got down 9 in the third quarter, and started putting things together and playing well. And got a couple steals and chipped away at that lead. And Tate Donald hit a big three for us at the end of the game there, and kind of sealed the deal for us.
All right, and then on Thursday you had another close matchup against Moberly. This time you come on the losing end of that one. What happened in that game?
We ran into a lightning hot shooter. Mary Billington is a senior there at Moberly, and she hit 7 threes against us. And I feel like we played pretty good defense on her. We had a hand in her face. She might have had 1 or 2 open looks, but otherwise I felt like we did a good job defending her, and she just couldn't miss. I think she was 7 for 12 or something like that on the night. Just everything she put up was just nothing but nails. So, we couldn't quite overcome that. But overall, I thought we played a pretty good game. We've got to find a way to come out in the first half and play with the energy that we do in the second half, game in and game out. And that's something that we've been working on and just haven't quite got over the hump yet.
All right, and as you mentioned earlier, you start districts next week. How are things looking for your district?
We got the 4 seed in our district. We open up tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Capital City, the new high school there in Jeff City. We open up with Osage first round.
All right, and you mentioned that you wanted your team to come out with more intensity in the first half. Other than that, what are some things you feel like you need to polish up and have your girls play their best basketball in district play?
Defensively, I think we're right where we need to be. Offensively, again, we need to score more points on a regular basis. I think we went in Thursday and we only had 9 first half points, and it's tough to win ball games when you're only putting up 9 points and a half. We've had a quarter and a half spell where we put up 2 points, and so we've got to be more consistent with our scoring. And to do that, the other thing we've got to clean up is we miss a lot of easy shots, getting open looks. You know, the offense is working for us, and then we just don't put it in the hole. So, those are 2 things that we've really got to clean up, but those are 2 things that, we can take care of ourselves. And if we ever decide to do that, I think we can get hot and be a tough team to beat.
Who are some of the girls you expect to step up on the offensive end of the floor for the Lady Owls?
We have a very balanced team. You look all the way through our scorebook, and, we've got girls that, game in and game out, we're at, 14 points, 11 points, 9, 7, 4, 3, all the way down. We've got 7 girls that can put it in the hole on a regular occurrence, and, really balanced scoring. But we want to find a way to get Kate Donald to shoot, to get more open looks and get her more shots off. Emma Schulte's really came around offensively for us. And, we want the ball touching her hands a lot. Hannah Pomerank is just a workhorse for us. She finds a way to make it happen, whether it's getting an offensive rebound and putting it back or driving the hole. She's excuse me, she does a lot of great things for us. And it's a real team effort for us on the scoring side of things. They share the ball very well, and Leah Weaver, she's probably our best all around shooter. And finding ways to get her open and let her knock down some shots for us. So, we've got it's a different person every game, and that's a fun thing to coach. Teams don't really have an option to shut down one person. They play great team ball, so we gotta get hot at the right time here.